Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopina Shamakunada Kun Giri Govardhan ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham ki jai. Shri Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. New Dwarka Dham ki jai. Jamuna Mai ki jai. Ganga Mai ki jai. Shri Mati Tulsi Devi ki jai. Shri Mati Bhakti Devi ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Gouda Premananda Haribo. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agyana Timiranda Shagan Anjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umiritam Jinatas Mai Sri Guruve Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gora Bhakta Vrinda Vancha Kalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivata Patitanam Pabhanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 6, text number 34. Na bharati me niga mrisopalakshyate. Na vai kvachin me manaso mrisa gatihi. Na me hrishikani patanti asat pate yan me ridautkantyavata drito hari. Na bharati me nigamrisopalakshyate. Navaikvachin me manaso mrisagati. Na me hrishikani patantyasat pate. Yan me ridaut kata vata hridito hari. Nibharati me nigamrisopalakshyate. Navaik vachin me manaso mrisagati. Na me hrishikani patatya satpate. Yan me ridaut kantyat vata rito hari. Na bharati me nigamrisopalakshyate. Navaik vachin me manaso mrisagati. Na me rishi kani patatya satpate. Yan me ridaut kat yat vat tat rido hari. No problem. Ati me niga mitopalakshate. Navaim pachin me manaso mrisagatihi. Na me rishikani patatya satpate. Yan Mary Daut Kanta Yat Batato Hari. Bharati meni gamri so palakshyate navaik vachin me manaso mrisagatihi name rishikani patatya satpate yan me ridaut kantya vatari dohari. Na bharati me nigam riso palakshyate na vai kvachin me manaso mrisagati na me rishikani patatya satpate Yan Meri Dalkantya Vatadito Hari. Matajis. Nabharati Menga Mito Valakshate. Navaikvachi Me Manaso Mrisagatihi. Na me rishikani patatya satpate Yan me ridat kantya patatito Na bharati menga vatavakshate Na vaipati menga Bharati me nigam riso palakshate Bhagavachin me manaso mrisagatihi Na me rishikani patatya satpate Yan me ridaut kantyat vatadito hari. Okay, word for word. Never. Bharati, statements. May, mind. Anga, O Narada. Mrisha, untruth. Upalakshate, prove to be. Na, never. Vai, certainly. Kvachit, at any time. May, mine. Manasaha, of the mind. Mrisha, untruth. Gatihi, progress. Na, nor. May, mine. Hirishikani, senses. Patanti degrades asatpate in temporary matter. Yet, because, may, mine, rida, heart, outkantya vata, by great earnestness, dritaha, caught hold of. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. Please repeat. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. So, thank you, Maharaj, for that proper pronunciation. Thank you for changing that tune. I forgot to look at the verse in terms of... thank you for that. All right. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada, and Narada is a distributor of transcendental knowledge all over the world through his various disciples like Vyasadeva and others. The followers of Vedic wisdom accept the statements of Brahmaji as gospel truth, and transcendental knowledge is thus being distributed all over the world by the process of disciplic succession from time immemorial, since the beginning of the creation. Lord Brahma is the perfect liberated living being within the material world. Wow, let me read that again. Lord Brahma is the perfect liberated living being within the material world, and any sincere student of transcendental knowledge must accept the words and statements of Brahmaji as infallible. The Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down directly from the Supreme Lord unto the heart of Brahma, and since he is the most perfect living being, Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. And this is because Lord Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord who has earnestly accepted the lotus feet of the Lord as the supreme truth. In the Brahma Samhita, which is compiled by Brahmaji, he repeats the aphorism, Govindam Adipurusham Tam Aham Bhajami. I am a worshipper of the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, the primeval Lord. End of quote. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, and whatever he does normally in his mood are to be accepted as truth because of his direct and very intimate connection with Govinda, the primeval Lord. Reading this particular part of the Bhagavatam is very ecstatic. Even in the translations, we see the ecstasy of Lord Brahma. He's actually just in complete ecstasy speaking to Narada Muni. And I'm picking up that same mood in Srila Prabhupada's purport here. There's so many important things that Prabhupada has said in this particular verse and purport. One thing that Prabhupada said is that Lord Brahma is the perfect, perfect. And so this is very important because Lord Brahma is the creator of this material world, and he comes for that particular reason, that purpose. And even though he's in the material world, he's still a perfect living entity. There's that verse, Iha Yasya Harir Dasya Kamana Manasa Gira. There it says that a person who's acting, so this is very important, acting in the service of the Lord by his body, by his mind, and his words, is considered to be a liberated person. So here we're getting a definition, understanding of what is a liberated person. And that person is one who is using, in the service of Krishna, the body, using the body, the mind, and the words. This is a liberated person, even though that person may be living in the material world. So here Prabhupada says in the purport that Brahmaji is in the material world. But still, he's a perfect liberated soul. And this is important for us because Krishna consciousness, devotional service, that's what it's about. It's about using the senses, the mind, and our words to glorify Krishna. And that means liberation. We may not be perfectly liberated, perfect, but we're liberated when we get involved in these particular activities. And interesting to note that so many people want to be liberated. If you go out and you speak to somebody, they want to be liberated from, you know, the Republican Party, or liberated from a relationship, liberated from their job. But these aren't real liberations. Real liberation is to understand how to use our senses and, you know, our mind and our words to serve Krishna. That is liberation. That's what the meaning of liberation actually is. So there's a lot of confusion in the world about these kind of things. So I thought this was a very amazing purport by Prabhupada, and how he describes Lord Brahma. We shouldn't think that he's just some ordinary personality, but he is a pure liberated soul within this material world, doing the service of Krishna, as we see here, with his senses, with his mind, and with his words. And here, in this particular translation, his words are ecstatic. He wants to preach to Narada Muni. He wants to tell him. He derives great satisfaction from being able to speak to Narada Muni. And that's the basis of Krishna consciousness. We can be happy if we can speak about Krishna. We can be happy if we use our senses to serve Krishna. And if we use our mind to think of Krishna. So these are really, this is a very important aspect of what we're reading here today, which I thought was extremely important to kind of just, you know, speak a little bit about. So, we'll go on. Sri Govinda, who pleasingly accepts the loving transcendental service of his devotees, gives all protection to the words and actions of his devotees. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kunteya pratijanihi. O son of Kunti, please declare it. This is 9:31, end of quote. The Lord asks Arjuna to declare, and why? Because sometimes the declaration of Govinda himself may seem contradictory to mundane creatures. But the mundaner will never find any contradiction in the words of the Lord's devotees. The devotees are especially protected by the Lord so that they may remain infallible. Therefore, the process of devotional service always begins in the service of the devotee who appears in disciplic succession. How important that is, so important. So we can glean from this particular purport that Brahma is obviously empowered by Krishna, and he's deriving transcendental knowledge from Krishna. That verse, Savasya Ham Ridi Sanivisto Matas Mitya Gyanam Apohanam Cha Vedaisa Savar Aham Eva Vijo Vedantakrit Vedaveda Evichaham. In that verse is described that Krishna is seated in everyone's heart. He gives us remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And he also says that the Vedas, he's known by the Vedas. He's the compiler of the Vedas, and the Vedas are given by him. So this is what we're reading here. This is the understanding that Lord Brahma is being empowered by Krishna, and now Brahma is speaking this empowerment, what he heard from Krishna, and he's giving that knowledge to Narada Muni. And actually, the principles of religion cannot be given by anyone except for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the only one that can give us this understanding. It's described, dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat panitam, that only from Krishna can this knowledge come. He's the source. And then after that, we have to see the how do we receive that knowledge? How do we get that knowledge? So that knowledge is given to us by following the Mahajans. Mahajano yena gata sampanta, that we follow the great acharyas, the great souls. So here, it's you can see we're going through that process. Brahma speaking, Narada Muni's listening. And then Narada Muni spoke to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva compiled the Vedas. So Krishna's the beginning of all this. He's actually giving us all this knowledge. So we actually have to follow in the footsteps of liberated souls, such as Lord Brahma, Shiva, Narada, who else? The Manu, and so many, the Kumaras. Anyway, we have to follow in the footsteps of these great individuals. And I was thinking that this is such an important issue, because a lot of times, even in Krishna consciousness, we actually forget to follow the instruction of the acharyas or the spiritual master. And we speculate. Well, I think it could be like this. Well, maybe it could be that. We tend to do this very often. But we see that empowerment of Krishna consciousness comes from directly following the instruction. Just like Lord Brahma, he listened exactly to what Krishna was saying, and then he gave it exactly to Narada. And we see that Narada Muni was one of the greatest of souls that preaches Krishna consciousness. So this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi Paripatena Pariprasena Seva Upadekshanti Te Gyanam Gyanina Tatvadarshinaha, that we have to approach the spiritual master. Because if we follow or we learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, then we don't have to speculate. We don't have to try to figure it out. Because a lot of times we try to figure out a lot of things. And we have imperfect senses. And the main issue here is that this knowledge is given to us not by some imperfect speculation, but it's given us directly by Krishna through the heart to Lord Brahma. And then that knowledge Narada is receiving from Lord Brahma. So these are, and as we read in the very beginning, that Brahma is not an ordinary liberated soul. He's a pure liberated entity. Pure. So this is where all this information is coming from. It's not coming from some speculation, but it's coming from that pure platform of Krishna consciousness. So we have to approach the spiritual master. We have to inquire submissively. This is very important, to inquire submissively. And then render service to the spiritual master. That's very important. Render service. And Prabhupada said there's two ways of doing that, vapu and vani. The presence of the body, we can give so many things, we can do so many things for the spiritual master. And then there's the instruction. But that instruction is most important. And we're getting this message here from the Bhagavatam through instruction. You know, we'll never see Brahma. I'll probably never see Brahma. I may never even see Narada Muni. I don't know. But the point is, the instruction is there. So we can't do something for them physically, but we can follow that instruction, which is the most important thing. And I think that stressing this understanding of following instruction can never be spoken about enough. Because in our daily lives, in the daily lives in a given day of 12 hours day, 12 hours evening, night, there's so many things that occur. And how many of us can remember at every moment, you know, Krishna? That's a very elevated position. But that is the goal. That should be our goal, that whenever we see anything, we should think of it as, oh, Krishna, he's behind it. So this is actually very important. So no one can actually be a spiritual master without following the principle of the disciplic succession. No one can just say, oh, I'm a guru. No. There has to be this principle of succession. And the reason is because we're reading here. And the original spiritual master, of course, is Krishna. And then when that disciple gets that information from his spiritual master, then the message is conveyed by the bona fide, self-realized spiritual master. So these are important issues, because I'm just realizing, talking to different devotees, there's confusion. There's actually some confusion about that, their lack of faith. So Krishna is in everyone's heart. And if you desire something, if you want something, Krishna's there as Paramatma, Super Soul. And he'll fulfill your desire, whatever you want. If you want to speculate, or if you want to commit some sinful activity, okay, fine. But there's reactions to all these activities. And this is the real purpose of hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, really hearing. Then we can discriminate properly. Then we know what is a sinful activity. And if we commit that sin anyway, then of course that means that we're a fallen soul. We're very fallen. And we need to bring ourselves up. And the only way we can is by, you know, constantly hearing this message. But Krishna will give you a chance, to all of us. He'll give us a chance over and over again. And not only a chance, but maybe you'll be a fortunate soul. A couple of Sundays ago, I was talking about Bhagyavan. Fortunate. There's fortunate souls, and some get Krishna consciousness by chance. So that's there. I know in my own particular story, I met a devotee in Denver, Main Street, by chance. I didn't get up that morning to think of Krishna, or that I was going to meet a devotee of Krishna, or that I was going to do anything in terms of God. It was completely opposite. So just by chance, I was walking along, and by chance, he stopped us, and he said, here, take a look at this. And he gave us this big old Krishna book, one of those silver Krishna books. He could hardly lift it. He was just this little Prabhu, very thin little Prabhu. And he said, here, take this. And we looked at it. What in the world? There's no idea. I didn't even, Krishna, what is, although, you know, 1 year, 2 year previous to that, I recall driving up and down the street in a car, and when the song My Sweet Lord came on, you turned it up as loud as you could, and we'd roll down the windows and scream out the window, My Sweet Lord. We had no idea what we were doing, just completely ignorant. And so then all of a sudden, from chanting up and down the street, a main drag in Chicago, we were chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and we had no idea what we were doing, literally. And we would, every time that song came on, we'd do that. And then, of course, George Harrison became a mainstay in the life in those particular days. And as soon as we saw the caption where he gave the Lakshmi to print the Krishna book, immediately we became attracted, and we thought, oh my God, we have to do this. So chance, by chance, walking down the street, it can happen to us. And Krishna's there as Guru Krishna Prasad. Guru is without, Krishna is within. And then the mercy comes. So Krishna's in there, he listens to us. And this doesn't stop. It doesn't mean just because you're a devotee that Krishna stops. No. It's continuing on. Krishna is there and is in the heart. And as we become more and more purified, we'll understand that. And we'll be able to communicate with the Lord. That's actually the principle. Eventually, we'll come to that platform where our senses will be purified. And we have control of our mind. And we can actually communicate with the Lord, Paramatma. So different ways, fortunate, by chance, either one, they're effective. And since we're talking about Narada Muni, Narada Muni was most fortunate. He was born to a maidservant. He didn't know who his father was. The great souls, the great saints during the Chaturmas, they would come to these particular inns and they would spend the four-month period of Chaturmas chanting, hearing, speaking about Krishna. And his mother worked in one of those places, and she served these great souls, cooked for them, cleaned after them. And then he was there listening to their discourses while he served them. And in the course of that, he ate the remnants of the prasad. And this went on through that life. And then in his next birth, he became Narada Muni, the greatest of the great of souls. So fortunate, Bhagyavan. And however you see it, it's by chance or by fortune. This is actually a very important aspect. And when we get that particular opportunity, become fortunate, we should also want to make other people fortunate. That should be our attitude. Let me help someone else become fortunate. So, a little something on that particular point. Okay. The devotees are always liberated, but that does not mean that they are impersonal. The Lord is a person eternally, and the devotee of the Lord is also a person eternally. Because the devotee has his sense organs even at the liberated stage, he is therefore a person always. And because the devotee's service is accepted by the Lord in full reciprocation, the Lord is also a person in his complete spiritual embodiment. The devotee's senses, being engaged in the service of the Lord, never go astray under the attraction of false material enjoyment. The plans of the devotee never go in vain, and all this is due to the faithful attachment of the devotee for the service of the Lord. This is the standard of perfection and liberation. Anyone beginning from Bhamaji down to the human being is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord. Very important. Just because one has this great earnestness or desire to get on this path of liberation, Krishna becomes happy and blesses the devotee. The Lord affirms this in Bhagavad Gita 14:26, Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Krishna says that one who engages in full devotional service unfailingly in all circumstances at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. The level of Brahman means that we understand that we're a spirit soul. This is the level just by the process of devotional service. And in the and how to get there is very scientific. It's described Sarvapadi Vinir Mukta Tatparatvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. So bhakti means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord, the master of the senses. And it says that when one engages the senses in the service of the Lord, there's two side effects to that service. One is that one can shed material designations. And the other is that the senses become purified. Whenever I read this verse, it's pretty phenomenal because you can shed material designation. I can't imagine myself not thinking who I think I am. You know, then I'm a boy, a man. How do I get rid of that designation? Or, you know, someone may be a woman. How can you acquire that level? But it says by the process of bhakti yoga, one can lose, get rid of material designation, and the senses become purified. So you can imagine what kind of ecstasy and happiness there must be in that individual, that person who's on this path of self-realization. And that person can become more and more attracted to Krishna, to Krishna consciousness. And there are symptoms of that. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Samasavesha Bhuteshu Madhbhaktim Lavate Param. That the position of such an individual that serves Krishna with their senses, he realizes that the Supreme Brahman, one actually realizes Krishna. And when one realizes Krishna, there's certain symptoms of that. That person is joyous. He's happy. She's happy. They never lament. They don't desire anything. They don't want anything. They just want to serve Krishna. They're equally disposed to all living entities. They treat everyone nicely. And in that stage, they develop pure devotional service to Krishna. Those are the symptoms. So this was very beautiful because there's a roadmap for how to become a Krishna conscious devotee. There's a process. There's a method. There's a roadmap. These are the things that we need to do in order to come to that particular level of Krishna consciousness. So these things are very important because the platform of bhakti or devotional service, one can automatically realize Krishna. Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavan yasyasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tar anantaram. So this is Krishna consciousness. This is what we're doing here. If you're concerned, well, what am I doing here? Why do I need to know about the parampara? Because if you are attracted to that and you're locked into that, then one can actually become freed from this material world. And that's the basis of what we do here. And one can understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service. And when one understands Krishna by that process, then Krishna, you become fully conscious of Krishna. You love Krishna. You want to serve Krishna. You want to be with Krishna. And those are important aspects that we have to become involved in Krishna consciousness. And we need to do this because our purpose is to make other people fortunate. Not only just ourselves, but we need to make other people fortunate too. And then by this process of Krishna consciousness, we can become empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tare Pavartana. That this empowerment comes to spread Krishna consciousness when we ourselves become Krishna conscious. And that's extremely necessary. That's the future of Krishna consciousness. So if we're here in the temple in Krishna consciousness, our desire should be to want to become empowered to give people Krishna. That's really what we're here for. This is a purifying process, and that purifying process is purification. And from purification, we want to tell people, just like we're seeing this exchange between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. It's a natural exchange. It's a natural desire when one becomes more and more purified. They want to give someone Krishna. They want to help that individual and give them Krishna consciousness, make them fortunate. And this isn't artificial. This is an artificial process. This is a genuine. It's genuine, and it actually genuinely works, like we're seeing here with the pastimes of Brahmaji and Narada Muni. From hearing the message from Brahma, immediately Narada made Vyas his disciple. And then we have the Vedas, this wonderful work of the Vedas and how to understand Krishna. So these are just some of the things